Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Rabban Ches, Menachos 38, and today's Daf Yomi introduces us to one of the most important concepts in the entire Talmud, the concept known as Kavod HaBrios, or honor or dignity for another human being. So in today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara tells the following incident that happened. So Ravina Havaka Azio Abasre Demar, that Ravina was walking following Mar Barav Ashe Beshabta Derigla, that it was a Shabbos that they were expounding the laws of the regal of the holiday. So maybe there were more people there that week to emphasize the nature of what happened, and Ravina was walking after him. And what happened was, Ifse Karna Dechute, that Mar Baravashi, one of the corners of his garment where he had the tzitzis, broke. And so as a result of this, he was wearing a garment that there were three corners which had tzitzios on them, but the other one didn't. And so that would be considered carrying, that if you're not wearing proper tzitzis and you're carrying them, that's a prohibition of Shabbos. But still, Ravina did not say anything to Mar Baravashi. Lomar Levo Midi, kept quiet. Ah, Kad Matal Avese, when they came back to the house where they were in the private domain, they were again allowed to carry on the Shabbos, he said to him, Ravina said to him, Amarlei Mehasim Ifsik, that actually you lost your tzitzis back there. That's where your talus broke. So he said to him, Amarlei Iyamartli Mehasim Shadisei, that so Mar Baravashi said to Ravina, why didn't you tell it to me back there? If you had told me back then, I would have thrown it out. So the Gemara says, why does Mar Baravashi say that if he knew about it, he would have thrown it out? He wouldn't have had to take off his garment. He would have, presumably, that he would have been either in his undergarments or completely in the nude. So how would he have done it? He would be allowed to carry this on Shabbos, even though it's carrying, because Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadochas Losas Seisha B'Torah, because the honor for the dignity is so great that it pushes off even a negative prohibition from the Torah. So that's how much we're supposed to honor somebody, that we're supposed to respect their humanity and their dignity, that if even there's a negative prohibition in the Torah, that's pushed off by the honor for another person. So if that's the case, he shouldn't have had to take off his garment in public, because he would have been embarrassed and ashamed. So why didn't he tell him about it back there? So he says, yeah, of course, there is that principle, but really we follow the way in which that teaching was explained by Rav Bar Shavar in front of Rav Kahana. Because how did he explain it? That this concept of Gadol Kavod HaBrios, that it pushes off even a negative prohibition from the Torah, that's only the Lav Delo Sasser, that there's a prohibition in the Torah, Lo Sasur Min Hadavar Asher Yagidu Chayaminu Smol, that you're not allowed to depart from all that the rabbis tell you, neither to the right or to the left. And so therefore, when we say that Gadol Kavod HaBrios, like the dignity, the respect for another human being, is so great that it pushes off even a lav Shabbat Torah, it doesn't mean it pushes off every prohibition. It pushes off all the prohibitions that fall under the rubric of Lo Sasser, which means to say all rabbinic prohibitions, because Lo Sasser tells us that you're not allowed to depart from what the rabbis say. So therefore, if the rabbis made a law, then and a human dignity is going to be at stake if that law is not followed in that specific example, then we are able to push away the law in order for the sake of protecting a person's dignity. However, if it would be a biblical law, that's where Rav Kahana is saying that the biblical law is not pushed off for the sake of human dignity. And so therefore, in this case, what happened was, since he didn't want to tell him that his tzitzis had broken in public, because then he would have been aware of it, and then it would have been a biblical commandment, and wouldn't have pushed off the concern about not being embarrassed. But by walking there without being aware of it, it made the prohibition of carrying only a rabbinic commandment. And so therefore, he waited for him to get to his house, and then he was able to tell him in his house that you were just in violation of rabbinic commandment, and that you were allowed to do because of this concept of Kavod HaBrios is pushed off in the face of a rabbinic commandment. We see from here a very important concept, a fundamental concept, which unfortunately most poskim don't take seriously enough, and that is the idea that in the face of a person's self-respect and dignity, we're able to push off even rabbinic commandments from the Torah. So there are many examples of where great poskim have applied this principle in ways which people would find shocking. So I saw it brought down, that I never confirmed it directly, but I saw this brought down in sources, that Rabbi Salvechik says that if the Torah reader is going to be embarrassed by correcting his mistakes, then since it's a rabbinic commandment, at that point you shouldn't correct his mistakes, because Gadol Kavod HaBrios. Another tshuva case came before Rabbi Vajra Yosef, And the case that came before Rav Avadya Yosef was about a woman who she was married to her husband, and they had a child. It was a firstborn child, and the person wanted to come and do a pidyon haben and redeem the child, as is the law. But the woman went to Rav Avadya Yosef privately, and she said, what my husband doesn't know is that I was already pregnant once and I had an abortion, and so therefore he shouldn't be saying this bracha. So Rav Avadya Yosef ruled that they should do the pidyon haben with a bracha, so as not to reveal this woman's secret, which would be very embarrassing, because saying a bracha is just a rabbinic commandment. And so therefore this case is an example of Gadol Kavod HaBrios, that pushing off the prohibition of Os Asur. Another example of where this concept of Kavod HaBrios was introduced was the Tzitz Eliezer rule that you're allowed to wear a hearing aid on Shabbos if your person is hard of hearing, otherwise they would be in distress, because we say the concept of Kavod HaBrios, of dignity for a person, overrides this rabbinic prohibition, which he felt was involved with wearing a hearing aid on Shabbos. And recently, Rabbi Sperber, the great rabbi, he ruled that the concept of Kavod HaBrios should allow even women to get an aliyah, because the concept of a woman not getting aliyah to the Torah is a biblical, is a rabbinic commandment. And so therefore, since this concept of Kavod HaBrios is human dignity involved, he ruled that in certain cases there needs to be a more egalitarian approach even within Orthodoxy. That was the ruling of Rabbi Sperber. So this is the whole powerful idea of Kavod HaBrios, that human dignity should override even a rabbinic commandment.